Shodden Fjær, the vast Bjart. And so, as the day were warm and bright, and nor a cloud were up in sight, we wheedle feather for the mare and cart to go to Shodden Fjær. So, Paul and Nan, from each her box, runned up to get their newest frocks, and put their bonnets on, aligned with blue, and sashes tied behind, and turned avore the glass their face and back, to see their things in place, while Dick and I did brush our hats and coats, and clean ourselves like cats. At 1 or 2 o'clock, we found ourselves upon the very ground, a-strutting in among the rows of tilted stannings and a-shows, and girt-long booths with little bars chock-full of barrels, mugs and jars, and meat a-cooking out avore the fire at the upper door. There zellers boiled to buyers shy did holly round us, "What de buy?" while scores of merry tongues did speak at once, and children's pipes did squeak, and horns did blow, and drums did rumble, and ball and merry men did tumble, and who did all but want an edge to pyart the crowd with like a wedge. We zeed the dancers in a show, dance up and down and to and fro upon a rope with chaky zoles, so light as magpies up upon poles, and tumblers with their strakes and spots that all but tied theirselves in knots. And then a conjurer burned off Paul's handkerchief so black as a snuff, and hitting with a single blow right back again so white as snow. And after that, I fried a fat girt cake inside of my new hat. And eat, for all I done in brown, I didn't even zwail the crown.